listener production.
Hi there, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. There's just hours left to submit feedback on the proposed offshore wind farm zone bound for the southwest coast. Online submissions for the federal government plans close before midnight tonight. Environment Minister Rhys Whitby says everyone should have their say.
Through this process, we'll help inform what the final area will look like. I can see it's a larger area now, but it's likely to shrink down based on public comment. As I understand it, the federal government is holding a lot of meetings and community forums.
The federal government is yet to publicly respond to WA's calls to delay the live export moratorium deadline. The Agriculture Minister penning a letter to the Federal Minister asking for a 10-day pushback more than a week ago. Australian Live Export Council's Mark Harvey Sutton says Murray Watt is handballing responsibility by saying a decision is outside his jurisdiction.
We've seen the minister say, well, processing records are through the roof, export volumes are through the roof, but that's a supply issue. You can't simply say that because export volumes are much higher in the processing end, that means that you don't need live export anymore.
A cash splash for WA's water network. $80 million of state government funding set to go towards renewing ageing pipelines across the state, including in Albany. Water Minister Simone McGuirk says some systems are decades old.
We certainly have ageing infrastructure, so while you don't see it, we're very reliant on underground water infrastructure to manage wastewater and obviously drinking supplies. Some of that's over 100 years old.
Southwest Potatoes are set to star in a new potato chip brand from the Spud King himself. Tony Gallardi launching Spuddies in stores across WA. In sport, round two of the Great Southern Footy League is set to kick off this weekend. Railways to have the home ground advantage when they take on Royals tomorrow afternoon, and North Albany will take on Ladder Leaders Albany on Sunday.